There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and it just occurred to me, even though I'm always telling you guys not to call me at the last moment, that Debbie's call really did point out one of the advantages of calling me at the last moment, which is you guys get a chance to marinate the issues so that by the time you deal with me the next day, that you've really done a lot of the work that you needed to do, which is great. Faith, thank you so much for being patient with me. I have as much time as you need. Tell me how I might help you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Joy. I've listened for a long time, and this is my first time calling.
Well, welcome aboard. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for your wisdom. I'm calling for my son, whom I've shared your wisdom with over the years. He wanted me to call you.
Okay.
He is graduating from college this week.
Wow, congrats to both of you.
Thank you. Yeah. And he has a girlfriend who lives in another state. And she lives with her parents. And from conversations with him, there's discussion about his living with his girlfriend at her parents' house until they get on their feet. Both of them do not have jobs currently.
Okay.
So this situation seems kind of fraught with danger to me.
In what ways? What are your concerns?
Well, just his girlfriend and boyfriend, they have arguments, and it'd be uncomfortable maybe to have arguments, in the same house as her parents, and just kind of getting the relationship started in this manner seems like it might have problems.
I don't completely disagree with you, but it's not an unusual model, first of all, in the rest of the world, that going to live with the girl's family or the boy's family, although in most parts of the world it's more the boy's family, is not an unusual way for a couple to start for exactly the reasons that your son and his girlfriend are talking about. How old? Your son is presumably around 22, right?
Correct.
And how old is the girlfriend?
Same.
Okay. I don't know exactly what the living arrangements would be, but to a certain extent it occurs to me, and I don't know how well, I mean, there are a bunch of issues here. We can go through them all. But the bottom line, which we'll come back to, is you're probably not going to have a whole lot of input here in terms of changing their behavior. There may be some things that you can help them to kind of be aware of. But they, from their point of view, it's cheap. Although hopefully he's going to, it gives them some breathing space. It gives them some time of getting to know each other. Have they ever lived together before on campus or something?
They did not go to the same schools, but they were in the same city.
How often did they see each other?
Frequently.
So they overnighted each other. Have they gone on vacations together, any of that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me just point out, from their point of view, first of all, it's not an uncommon thing to happen in other parts of the world. In this part of the world, it's not uncommon either. I mean, the advantage that both of them have is that they're both grown-ups, as opposed to, because I'm used to hearing this a lot from younger teens who've, I'm in love and my, parents don't understand me, or a school dropout, or, my family's moving. And so it's not an uncommon phenomenon. The fact that they're both college educated certainly doesn't hurt. And the other part of it, which is probably what I would point out to you in terms of feeling like you don't have to necessarily convince them either way, is it's going to be a self-limiting behavior. If it turns out to be a lack of privacy, or that they don't get along, or that he doesn't get along with his in-laws, or they don't like him, all of this will be taken care of. You don't have to say a word, except you must not say, "I told you so." But other than that, so if it works out fine, it works out. If it doesn't work out, it will limit itself. It doesn't seem to me there unless she gets pregnant, which hopefully. So if I were in your position at this moment, what I would say is, in a perfect world, the two of you would go off by yourselves and begin your relationship without my interference or her parents' interference. But I understand economically that's not feasible. And what they're looking at is this is not a perfect situation, but it's better than not being together. And we can't afford to be together unless we do this. And when you're that age, that's a pretty compelling argument. So what the argument I would make to him if I were his mom is, you're going to have to understand not to put yourself between her and her parents because you will lose. You understand that the two of you need to not take lavish vacations or have fancy cars or drink lovely wine. You're going to want to save as much money if the point is to be on your own as quickly as possible. You probably need both of you to lead a relatively Spartan lifestyle, to be incredibly gracious, to figure out, to ask ahead of time what the economics are going to be, and most importantly, to make sure that several things. First of all, you have reliable birth control, and if you're going to argue, you probably go someplace other than, you go take a walk to argue rather than having her parents overhear it, because you will not, no matter how gentleman you think you are, having somebody yell at your kid is never going to ingratiate you with the parents. So the two of you have a lot to work out. You're both young. You're both passionate about each other. You're both passionate. So just make sure that you have your argument someplace other than when the parents are going to hear about it. And the third thing I would probably do is have both the kids, and I think you can talk with both of them at the same time about this, to make sure that they don't carry tales back and forth. Because the major cause of in-law problems down the road is what the participants told their parents early on in the relationship. Well, he forgot my birthday, or he's so, you know, I can't trust him. And then they take him back, and the parents will never forgive him. So that the two of them decide that they're not going to badmouth each other to their respective families.
Hey, that's fantastic. You thought of a number of things I didn't, and to my son's credit, he actually thought of a number of things that you mentioned.
Oh, great. Well, listen, is it what I would recommend? Not necessarily, but as I said, it's certainly been really true of human history for a very long time. So there is some advantage. And again, just being scrupulous about finances, deciding up front what the deal was, whether they're going to pay rent or put money aside take the parents on a vacation or whatever. Probably the two of them need to decide what the marriage issue is, because there aren't, even though her parents may be incredibly modern and liberal minded, they may not be crazy about a guy shacking up and having sex with their daughter without marriage. But that's, the two of them are not children. On the other hand, they're putting themselves in a very financially dependent situation, which is going to be tempting for everybody, the parents and the kids, to be treated more as more juvenile people than they really are chronologically. But the likelihood of you being able to stop it, unless you're willing to subsidize them, and that just puts you it may not be in the same household, but it's the same level of financial dependence. So they're probably going to do it.
Yeah, I have a small role in this, in that I probably will be asked to give him some money until he finds a job.
And, okay, let's talk about that and what, you know, under what circumstances. So he graduated this week. What's his degree in?
Psychology and journalism.
Damn. Okay, so what does he want to do with those two degrees? One is probably a little more practical than the other, believe it or not.
Tell me which one.
Psychology, you could probably get a job. Journalism, newspapers are going out of business. Magazines are going out of business. People are doing blogs who have, degrees because they can color inside the lines. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do with journalism, but...
Well, I can tell you his dream job would be writing for the Rolling Stone, but I'm not sure there's a lot of those jobs available right now.
No, he should probably go see Into the Tour and understand that,
We saw that together.
Yeah,
actually, last weekend.
Yeah, and interesting. I thought Jason Segel was fantastic in it. But, and again, that movie sort of suggested a lifestyle that hasn't existed for what? That happened, I think, in the early 90s. So that's 20 years ago, 25 years ago. So
yeah.
I think it's, that he should think about doing that as a hobby, not as a career. There aren't very many people who work for Rolling Stone, and a lot of them have, a lot of the people who have been there for a long time. They put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about the subsidizing part of it and what makes sense, okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Faith about a lovely son. Is this your only child, Faith?
No, I have two. He's the youngest.
Okay, and what's the other one doing?
The other one is independent. She is about 7 years older.
Right. Which isn't unusual, is it, to have... If I had to guess, I would guess that that your daughter is more independent, more of a self-motivator, maybe a little harder to get along with, very successful. Your son is charming, a little more dependent. which is gets us directly to the issue of subsidizing him. So what kinds of he just graduated college. He's graduating at the end of the summer, which means that he did he delay? Did what? Why is he graduating now as opposed to like June?
He did an internship for a semester.
And what was the internship?
Excuse me? I'm sorry, one more time?
What was the internship? Where did he do that?
He worked at a private healthcare company.
Doing what?
You know, nothing specific. Nothing, I can't really...
I mean, was it sales? Was he dealing with patients? Was he dealing with pharmaceutical companies? Do you have any idea what his caseload was?
Mostly their internal processes.
Okay, so that's not was. Why did he do that internship? Just for did he get paid for it?
He did.
Okay, he did. So he has he had other jobs during his college career?
Yes, he has. He has always had jobs, and his school sponsored this internship. So it was part of his normal curriculum.
Can he go? Would that turn into a paying job that he might be interested in or not?
Wrong city. So the city that he and his girlfriend want to live in is not the city where he did that job.
So the city in which he wants to live is the city in which his girlfriend's parents live?
Very close.
Okay.
Very close to that.
And, well, if it's very close, why couldn't he work there?
No, his internship was in a different city entirely.
So what's very close to, do you live very close to where his girlfriend lives? Or, I mean, you're saying that they're living with his parents, or with her parents, so it has to be the same city, presumably, yes? They're living in the same house?
His girlfriend lives near the city that they want to get jobs in.
Got it. Okay. What's the financial arrangement you've got with him? What are the terms?
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, he is graduating college with no debt because I paid for all of his college. And he has worked throughout in different jobs.
What's he done with the money?
Living expenses or just a day-to-day living expenses. That's what he used the money for. And he is going to visit his girlfriend and her parents this upcoming weekend to discuss kind of the arrangements. And I don't know how much they're going to, come to an agreement in terms of how much they want from him in rent. And then I presume he'll come back to me and say, hey, are you willing to do this?
Okay. And have you thought about what you're willing to do and under what circumstances?
Yes, I am open to this whole arrangement. So yes, I think I'm willing to do 3 to 6 months to give it a try because I think it gives them the best opportunity to get a job in their in their target, city.
And how much are you willing to subsidize them for on a monthly basis for 3 to 6 months?
Well, given what I've paid in college over the past 4 years, anything will look good.
I get it from your financial point of view, and I think you're a fortunate and generous woman. But let's look at it from his point of view for a minute. I think it's wonderful that he's graduating with no debt, but the reason he's graduating from no debt is the Bank of Faith. He didn't contribute to that. And when he got some money, what he did was he didn't pay you. He took care of whatever he wanted to take care of, which is neither here nor there, except that isn't necessarily the pattern that you want him to assume going forward. And yet that's exactly what you're setting up. That he has three, and it's okay if you want to do it, but first of all, I think you should have a dollar amount in mind, and this should be considered a loan, not a gift.
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
If you want to make part of it a graduation gift, I have no problem with that. But what you don't want, and I guarantee you what's going to happen at some point, is you're going to, let's say that the parents say, okay, you're going to pay $100 a month, which hopefully they're smarter than that, and they're going to charge them more than that. But let's say $100 a month. And, let's not make it smarter than that. Let's make it $400 a month, which is $100 a week. So you are now on the line for $400 a month for the next 6 months, which is $2,400. All right, let's make it $2,500. And he decides around Christmas. Let's say he gets a job, hopefully gets a job in the next couple of months. Let's say even a couple of weeks. And he is deciding he wants to take his girlfriend, he wants to get engaged, and he wants to take his girlfriend to, oh, let's be lavish, Hawaii. You are not going to be amused about this because you're going to say, wait a minute, that $2,500 that you just spent on a down payment on a ring and a trip to Hawaii, you owe me. You know, that this is not, that. So you don't want to get in that situation. You don't want to be the Wicked Witch of the West. You don't want to be, I was going to say his mother, but you are his mother. But a 22-year-old, you don't want to be his mother who holds not only the apron strings, but the purse strings. So I think you need to make it very clear of what the deal is, what the repayment is, maybe even what the interest is, and that for right now, that he really needs to be on a very tight budget, that this is not the year for him to get engaged or go to Hawaii, and you understand that those are wonderful things to do, but he can't afford it because you're subsidizing him at this moment. And until that subsidy goes away, that he really needs to view that as a loan that has to be repaid before anything else. Because otherwise, I guarantee you, and if you it's only going to make him mad at you, the bank of faith, it's going to make your presumed daughter-in-law furious with you. If, you know, she's just so rigid, and here, you know, he wanted to get engaged, and she won't let him do it. So don't set up a situation that has misery written all over it to begin with from your generosity of spirit. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear exactly what you're saying, and those were good things for me to hear.
Yeah, so you need to set it up. And rather than telling him how much you're going to give him, I'd ask him to drop a budget. And how, you know, number one, how much he thinks he's going to need, how he's going to repay it, what the deal is when he gets a job. So let him come up. Let him do the heavy lifting. And you can always say no. You can always say, well, this doesn't make any sense. Give you a quick example. At one point, my daughter, when she was very young, said she wanted to do some extra chores because she wanted to earn some money for Christmas. And I said, okay, what chores do you want to do? And she said, well, I'm going to stack the dishwasher, empty the dishwasher, and set the plates on for dinner. And I said, okay, how much do you want to get? And he said, a nickel. And I said, no, I think it's worth a dime. So at that moment, she'd already figured out the plan. She figured out what she wanted to charge. And I looked like a hero because I said a dime. Now, if I'd started out with a quarter, we would have both been in real trouble. Let me put you on hold if you have another question. If not, good luck, but I'd have it all in writing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, this day in history basically kind of sucked, but certainly doesn't suck around here. So good time to call me, 855-993-7569. Greg, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Always enjoy your show, and you give some very good advice. Here's my situation. Here's my situation. Turned 59 a couple of weeks ago.
Happy belated.
And I never really thought of thank you. And I never really thought much about getting older, but now it's the only thing that seems I can think about constantly.
Okay.
I mean, it is
okay.
I mean, to the point where I feel like my life is, you know, crazy, and I'm staying awake at night worrying about that I only have so many more years.
All right.
Okay.
So when you look at so many more years, when you talk about fear, let's break it down as opposed to just let it being free-floating anxiety. Are you single or married?
I'm in a relationship. I have a partner of 21 years.
Okay. What about your work? Is that where you want it to be? Is there something you want to be doing more? All right, great. So
the funny thing is, my work is going well, my relationship, and I feel very healthy.
Okay, so what is it that you're fearful about when we, as opposed to just letting your stomach clench like that and having an anxiety attack? What is it that let's see if we could nail it down. So you're not, are you worried about your health? How are your parents alive?
I have a dad. I've talked to you about him before. He's 95. I take care of him every morning. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's in the back of my mind.
You know? All right, let's look at that. Let's put it in the front of your mind temporarily. Let's see. So is it? Are you feeling like there's not going to be anybody to take care of you?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't have kids, you know. Although my partner's 10 years younger than I am, so I don't know, perhaps I can rely on him somewhat.
Well, that may not be a bad place to start. What about, do you have any long-term health care insurance, for example?
I've looked into it, and I really haven't gone ahead and...
Well, all right, let's make a list. All right, number one, partner. In 10 years, I mean, if you're 95 and he's 85, maybe. But, you know, let's also assume that... That's one piece of the puzzle. Let's look. All right. So one is long-term health care insurance, which I highly recommend for people. It's really saved my mom. She will never have to be in a nursing home because she's in senior housing, which is great. She has a great view, great restaurant. She does bingo. She plays strip poker or something. I don't know what she does. But somebody comes by in the morning and makes sure that she goes to breakfast. They make sure that she takes a shower. And so part of it is I bought the health care insurance for her. It was a sponsor. And when I looked into it, and I've been, they're no longer a sponsor because I'm no longer at that station. But I'm an advocate of that because it was relatively... I also bought it for myself at the same time. It was very cheap for me because I was so much younger than my mom. And I think my mom was, I'd probably have had it for 15 years. So it's not a terrible, look into it. Because what it does is it will pay, when I bought it initially, I think it would pay like $150 a day for 3 years. And I've had it for so long, and I paid, and the premiums were, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple of grand a year, maybe not that much. And she now has, because, first of all, I haven't used it all, and second of all, I've had it for so long, that for the rest of her life, I will very likely not run out of the money for it. And I knew I'd have to be paying for it sooner or later, and it was a lot cheaper and easier and better to do it then than doing it now. To pay someone to do what they're doing for her now, I probably couldn't afford. Or I'd have to hit my brothers and sisters up for it, which is... All right, so number one, long-term health care insurance. Number two, do you have a pension?
Yes, small pension, but luckily my partner and I, we own property.
Okay.
We're pretty well set off.
Because baby cakes, when it comes down to it, there, as we get older, there are basically two ways of looking at being taken care of. One is family, which if you've got young enough and enough, if you've got they're chronologically capable, they're emotionally capable, and there are enough of them, that's a possibility. In our society, it's getting less and less likely for the simple reason people don't necessarily live on top of each other, and so geographically they got to be close. That people are living longer and longer, so the people that you might have counted on to take care of you may be taking care of their parents or whatever. So they either have to count on people to do it or hiring someone as people to do it. So it turns out to either be born into a large, healthy family where you're the oldest and everybody adores you, or make sure that you have the resources to pay somebody to take care of you who doesn't necessarily adore you and can be significantly younger and you don't even have to be related to them. So, all right, so that takes care of one part of the equation, which may, is that making your stomach feel better or worse as we talk about it?
The idea of care in my later years is not really the thing that's in my mind. The thing that's mind is my demise, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Now, when Catholic, you think about that...
I'm Catholic, but I don't believe it like I used to believe it. Maybe I should be calling a priest instead of a...
Well, certainly not a bad idea if... And certainly people have been known... to go back to their faith in droves for exactly what you're talking about. Is at the beginning of their life, it's what they were taught. At the end of their life, it's what they need. So not a bad suggestion of revisiting your faith and revisiting someone to help you sort of sort through your faith. Okay, so that's when we talk about demise, you're talking about what happens. Now, are you talking about demise? Are you talking about what happens to your body? What happens to your soul? A combination? What else have we got here?
Soul. Yeah, the soul, definitely.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
am I still me after it happens? I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting question, and oddly enough, or maybe not so oddly, this almost identical discussion came up with my mom this weekend, and as you so accurately pointed out, I ain't a priest. So she said to me, for the first time, to my knowledge, she said to anybody, it just occurred to me, at some point, I'm not going to be here anymore. And I said, yeah, Mom, I think that's basically true of all of us. And she said, but I won't exist. And I said to her, well, Mom, let's think about it this on two levels. First of all, you got lots of kids, you got lots of friends, and as long as we're around, you got grandkids, you got great grandkids, as long as we're around, you continue to exist because we love you and we'll think about you. And she said, yeah, but what happens when you're gone? And I said, well, first of all, we can do videos, we can record things, you can write things. There are still pictures, but why don't we talk about something that might make some sense to you that kind of symbolizes or memorializes your existence? I said, maybe, we were sitting outside at the time, I said, maybe a park bench with a plaque on it that has your name on it. I said, one of the things I've been thinking about is leaving some money so when I'm gone, there will be a drinking fountain in my name, because I'm always thirsty. So, and figuring out where it would go and leaving the maintenance for it. And then we did the story last week about the, I think it was called the Salvation Refrigerator, where people had donated food for healthy snacks. And I thought, that might work even better, because I do so much work with Food Bank and with City Harvest of having refrigerators at various places in the city that were the Joy Brown Memorial Refrigerator or something, where rescued food was there so people could come and either drop it off or take it, so they had healthy snacks, they had carrots or they had yogurt or whatever. And that helped Mom for a minute. She said, can we not talk about it now? And I said, no, but something to think about. And maybe that, for a moment at least, it really, I think, helped Mom think about it in ways that she hadn't before. It's my favorite kind of Anne Bancroft comment from a movie. She said, I know everybody dies, but I didn't think that was going to include me. And so I think that at some point we all come to that revelation. And I think once you come to grips with it, it can not only not cause you anxiety, but cause you great freedom. That, okay, so if I decide that, I'm not going to be here forever, and therefore what I do is going to matter mostly to me, do I really want to worry about the phone bill this month? It doesn't mean you don't necessarily pay the phone bill, because then you don't have access to your phone. But so I think, and we can look a little bit more at this, but it sounds to me that it's not particularly money, although maybe a little bit. It's not particularly care, certainly a bit related, but it has to do with, and I don't know if it may be a little bit of legacy, but mostly soul. So we now know the direction to point you, which is not necessarily me, but someone who can be more of a spiritual advisor and perhaps reintroduce you or reimmerse you, to use the biblical term, in your faith. Let me put you on hold for just a minute and come back and see if there's anything else we can add or subtract here, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you weren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Greg, who's had kind of, I suppose we could even maybe use the word epiphany, except epiphany is usually used in a positive sense, and Greg, this is more probably an anxiety attack than an epiphany, but of saying, okay, whether I go now, he's 59, he hadn't hit the bid 6-0 yet, but clearly looming and feeling really anxious about it. So we were walking through one of the possibilities, and it sounds like it's really come to the area of spirituality and religion and soul, which is a good thing to know. I mean, it means that you're not going to waste a whole lot of time looking in other areas. And so,
it's true.
Yeah.
But now here's the more immediate problem.
Okay.
When I get to sleep fine every night, but I wake up at 3 or 2 or 4 a.m.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about my demise, and I can't seem to get back to sleep. I talked to my doctor briefly about it, and he prescribed, I guess, an equivalent of Ambien. I don't want to become dependent.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I wouldn't do that at this moment. All right, look, having you've come to the right place, maybe not for the spiritual part, but for the sleeplessness part. As I mentioned, I went to Israel as a guest of the Prime Minister, which was an extraordinary experience, except I didn't sleep for the entire 10 days I was there and 8 days after I got back. So I am now a huge expert on insomnia. And what I can tell you is, first of all, once you've had that experience of literally sleeping no more than 2 hours a day, and one of them was usually during the day, which you're not supposed to do if you can't sleep. You're supposed to stay awake. But I figured 1 hour is 50% of the amount of sleep I'm getting, so it's better than nothing. So now when I wake up in the middle of the night, I think, oh, bring it on. And I'll read. So when you wake up, first of all, Ambien is very likely not going to help you, because Ambien will help you go to sleep, and to a certain extent it may knock you out, but it's not the issue. You're not having a hard time going to sleep, you're having a hard time staying asleep. You need to be really careful about alcohol, though, because alcohol, especially beer, but wine in general, will let you fall asleep and then you wake up. So you don't want to do that. Have you ever been an insomniac before? Has it ever bothered you before?
Only if something big is on my mind, and it might affect me for a couple of days.
But, okay, and what do you do?
Like a couple of weeks. Well, I just put up with it, you know.
Okay, well,
that's great.
And what? You wake up at 4 and what?
Well, maybe I'll try to go back to sleep, but if I don't, then I'll get up and I'll go on the Internet or clean the house or do something.
Okay, and I don't mind any of that. I'll tell you what I do just because it works for me, which is, first of all, it turns out that you get about 80% of the value of sleep by just lying there if you're not worrying about it. If you're worrying about it, it's useless. But sort of lying there, and I don't know where your partner is in this particular mix, but vacuuming probably is not going to be a great idea. But it's not a terrible thing to get out of bed, and there are really two schools of thought about this. One says, just stay in bed and just relax and maybe listen to some, maybe you get a tape, a relaxation tape, or you listen to whale sounds, or you listen to soothing music. It is not recommended to go and be on the Internet. It turns out that the light behind either your cell phone or your laptop or your desktop actually stimulates the thyroid, yeah. So that's a great way not to go back to sleep. So stay away from illuminated devices in general, or especially ones that have to do with technology. I'll read for a while, but I don't read I don't have a Kindle. I read a book, and that quite. But I'm used to, that's for me is very soothing, because I usually read about a half hour before I go to bed at night and a half hour before I wake up and before I get out of bed in the morning. So in the middle of the night, just reading for a little bit just distracts me, and that, so whatever it is, it's once I figured out what it is, but a distraction. So you may want to try listening to music. As I said, I would stay away from the Internet. Just because of the illumination factor. In terms of cleaning the house, let me suggest some other things for you. I might try, like, taking a shower, because we know if your body temperature goes up quite often, it's easier to go to sleep. So maybe just taking a warm shower. Warm milk works for some people, as long as you're not lactate intolerant. Maybe taking a little sip of wine. I'd rather you were on wine than Ambien, just because in some ways it's going to be less habit-forming. And just see, I mean, see what, play around with it a little bit. Maybe try writing. And in this particular case, if I were going to read something, what if we had you read the Bible? What if we got you back in touch with something that was very comforting for you as a child, is a path that you're really thinking about pursuing? So do you have a Bible around the house?
Yes, I do.
Let's try doing that and seeing if that isn't soothing enough to let you go back to sleep. And you may even want to try reading a Bible before you go to bed at night. Mm-hmm. Let's just play around with it a little bit. But let's get you in touch with a priest that can give you some kind of guidance in the direction that makes sense to you. Let's play around. I hate to sort of be sort of the other voice against your family physician, but I think family physicians are incredibly notoriously innocent about psychological issues. And what you're talking about is not a classic sleep disorder, what you're talking about is a symptom of depression, which is I can go to sleep fine and then I wake up in the 4 o'clock in the morning wearing my blues, which is exactly what you're doing. And so let's start you with a priest. Let's not put you on medication for right now. When you wake up, let's try reading the Bible and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds like a good idea, sure.
All right. Let's see where you get.
Shot.
Good enough. And if you need some, and also let me suggest something before you try the Bible and maybe even before you go to sleep at night. During the day, you're distracted, right? All of us are. We have all sorts of things to do. At night is when we're beginning to shut down, which means our unconscious can come bubbling up. So let's head off our unconscious at the pass. And you may want to try some of the things, although it sounds like you don't have any trouble falling asleep. So let's experiment a little bit with, even before you go to sleep, getting yourself a notebook. Don't buy something that's gorgeous and so you feel you only have to write good thoughts in. Just get yourself a spiral notebook at this moment and write down any of the thoughts. And you can even put death at the top. You can put Catholicism, you could put soul, and just see what comes out and see if we can get it out at a time where your conscious mind is more alert, which means you can deal with it on a logical or intellectual basis rather than a purely emotional basis. Let's see if that works better for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that, sure.
Okay, and just see
what
happens.
All right, I'll give that a shot.
Give it a shot, see what works, see what doesn't work. As I said, I would not start you on any particular medication for two reasons. First of all, because I don't want you to psychologically think that that's the only way you can sleep. And second of all, I don't think it's going to work terribly well for the issue that you're talking about, because we're not really talking about a classic sleep disorder. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Call me if you need me.
Okay, great.
Take care. 855-993-7569. I am the non-ecclesiastical Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.